the book Hebrews, part 253. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860. I always say it's the best English stroke Hebrew Bibles that you can lay your hands on. It doesn't have its equal. So should you be interested, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's a plus 27 international code for South Africa. Number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. I would also just like to use the opportunity just to thank everybody that so often contact us and just have a heart full of thanks for the gospel which is spread throughout the world, the revelation words, people that came to the revelation word, hallelujah, and say they today they really understand what the word means. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the different notification of all the studies as well as your TikTok messengers. Please send this link to your friends and family, to everyone that's dear to you. Please make sure you have a 611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to be together to study the Word, especially when we are busy with Word, Revelation Word, as we are right now. I'm just going to read the scripture that Apostle Paul is using in Hebrews 11 verse 5, the front part. I'm just going to use the front part to get to the second part. By faith, Enoch was translated. Listen to my next question. When anyone in 2005 would die, would we say that this person was translated out of this life into paradise or Hades? Definitely. He or she was translated only means that they had died, and we continue the scripture. Now it says that he should not see death. This has been added in one or two of the reviews. When we read the scriptures in Genesis, we does not find anything to say that not to see death. All he says, and Enoch was no more. Now if I die, and Pastor Rika says, Prof. Hannes is no more, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that I've been translated. Yes, I died. I was translated from this earth to paradise. Because the realm of death or Hades doesn't keep us as bright. We go to paradise. So, it does not mean that when it says here that he should not see death, that's Enoch, and was not found. It only says in Genesis 5, he says, and he was not found anymore. Just mean he died. But now they added this part, that he should not see death. I mean, it was only the prophet Elijah that was translated from life, alive, into heaven. He said that he should not see death and was not found, because Yahweh has translated him. But we are all translated, meaning chains, taken away. For before his translation, he, that's Enoch, had this testimony that he pleased Yahweh Almighty. every one of us who are your fish today have a testimony that we are trying our uttermost best to please Yahweh, our Elohim. We understand that? Never forget the intentions of the Freemasons in creating the book Enoch in the 17th century or in the 16th century. But like I say, today there are 5 books concerning Enoch, and everyone claims to be the book. Now listen to my next question. When anybody in 2005 would die, would you say that this person was translated out of this life into paradise or Hades? Yes. They were translated, meaning that they had died. Because you can't go to paradise alive. You need to die to get to paradise. We will have to explore one of the greatest revelations in the Bible, because it is affecting everyone's lives, even in the 21st century and beyond. We need to explore. We need to do our own research. We need to study. We need to read between the lines and see the figurative speech. We will have to study different scriptures to fully come to these great revelation. We need to ignore certain church teachings and dogmas to come to the full revelation. Like I said on Monday, you need to take your glasses or your spectacles, religious spectacles or denominational spectacles, take them off, put them on side. Because as long as you've got them on, you will not see the revelation word. Why? Because you are blinded by these church teachings and dogma. The first question I need to ask, can Yahweh our Elohim lie? Can he? Of course not. The Bible says he is no man, should he say something and not do it, that he be able to lie. If he said you're going to die, he's going to die. That's his word. He cannot turn on his own word. The second question then is, how is it possible that the book of Genesis and the book of Hebrews, now you must listen, tie your seatbelt. The second question then is, how is it possible that the book of Genesis, the beginning of the Bible, and the book of Hebrews, the one that we're reading, Apostle Paul's book, which is about 4,000 years apart, can differ so much that it seems like the two are contradicting each other. My other question is, can the Bible contradict itself? In no way. Because if the Bible can contradict itself, when we need to just push it aside and become atheists. But because the Bible has up till today never contradicted itself, and I do have a couple of years with the Bible research and studies, especially the eschatology behind me, it's just over 58 years of studies in the eschatology and the Bible, and not once have I found the word to contradict itself. Why will it contradict itself on a subject like Enoch? If there never even existed a book like Enoch, with any authors, I mean, at least if you write a book, you need to have the author. All my books which I write has got an ISBN number in front of it, stating myself as the author, my qualifications, and in the back it has a full bibliology, where the book Enoch has got nothing. It's only got a publisher. Now we will first read what Genesis 5 verse 21 to 24 is going to state. because we're going to compare the two. I just want to read Hebrews 11 verse 5 before we go over to Genesis. By faith Enoch was translated. By faith Enoch was translated. Now listen to my next question. When anyone in 2005 would die, would you say this person was translated out of this life into paradise or Hades? What do you say? Yes, he was translated. Only meaning that he died. Now we continue the scripture. That he might not see death and was not found, because Yahweh has translated him, for before his translation, he, that's Enoch, had the testimony that he pleased Yahweh Almighty. Right. We will now first read what Genesis 5 verse 21 to 24 states, remembering what we just read in the book Hebrews. Genesis 5:21. And Enoch lived 605 years, and he begat Methuselah. So he had a son with the name Methuselah. Verse 22. And Enoch walked with, now it says in the book Enoch, with God. It's impossible. It's impossible to use the word God. Especially Enoch, who was supposed to be in heaven and saw everything in heaven and received all the different instructions, and because the word God only came into existence in the second century. There was never a word in the Bible, especially the Old Testament, like the word God. Yeah, but Prof, we see the word God all over the Old Testament. No, that was translated to God and Lord after the second century, when the Roman Catholic Church changed the name of Yahweh Almighty, coming from the ancient Hebrew, Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei, Yahweh. They changed that to Theos in Greek. Theos means God, later becoming God, Lord, and then Theos, and then in the 6th century it becomes Theos Kyrios in Latin in the 6th century. Kyrios, which became Lord and God. But in the second century, the word God means Ra, the Egyptian sun god. Zeus, the Greek sun god. Isis, the Hebrew of the Roman sun god, which became God and then became Lord. So this could have never been Enoch stating this. And Enoch walked with God. No, it couldn't have been God. With Yahweh. But they didn't know it. After he begat Methuselah, after 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. Who is that? Enoch. Genesis 5:23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. All the days, so he lived for 365 years. Now, tie your seatbelt. And Enoch walked with God. That's what it says. With Yahweh. And he, that's Enoch, was not, for God took him. Let's read verse 24. And Enoch walked with God. I'm using the 1611 King James here, because I'm using the word God, which could never exist to start off with. And Enoch walked with God. And he, Enoch, was not, Now, when he says, and Enoch was not, does that mean that he was transformed alive from this earth into heaven? He doesn't say that. If I die and you will ask Pastor Rika, where's Prof? And she says, he is not, or he is no more. What does it mean? It means I've died. It doesn't mean I've ascended alive into heaven. There's not even one indication in that direction. And Enoch walked with God, Yahweh Almighty. And he, Enoch, was not, for God took him, Yahweh took him. He doesn't say alive. This is my argument. We are taught to read things in the Bible that does not exist in the Bible, which is Catholic dogma and New Age dogma, which they want you to believe. It doesn't say it. Or otherwise I can't read standard easy written English. And the Enoch walked with God. He had a relationship with Yahweh Almighty. And he, that's Enoch, was not. Why was he not? I can ask a little boy of 8 or 10 years old and he would tell me, Prof, because he died. Because he died. For God or Yahweh took him. It doesn't mean he took him alive into heaven. I cannot even insinuate that. But the book Enoch makes you believe it. Because that's the lies they want you to believe. Right, we're going to stop right here. If it's Father's will, then tomorrow morning we're going to continue. Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.